track is Panther Dance by the Peat Box, taken from his brilliant new album called Future Loops. Pete, good to have you back.
Hi, good to be here, Dean. How's it?
It's an interesting and innovative way to do an album. Tracks dropping every so often, but not just the tracks, the visuals as well. Where did the idea for this come from?
Well, I'm a beatboxer. I use beatboxing to create music as well as other ways of doing it. And the idea of the album was to create, I want to make an album, I want to make songs, but I needed something that was going to translate beatboxing from a live sort of experience to a record. And I made a song cover of Pixies Where's My Mind, put it on YouTube, and it went really, really well.
How well did it do? I know you won't mention it.
Had like a couple of million views, and that is really cool. So that just prompted this thing. I was like, right, okay, so this video format, and the idea is I'm in a kind of studio environment, but I'm creating the songs live. So I beatbox through loop pedals, I have different microphones, maybe a guitar, and the idea is it's all created live and filmed, so you could see exactly what I'm doing. I just thought this is a great way to present an album, especially that involves beatboxing, so people can really kind of see exactly what I'm doing. So instead of hearing it on record and going, is that beatboxing or is it pre-recorded or anything, they can see it's a live studio video album.
And it works superbly well. It's compelling viewing as well as compelling listening. Simon's here as well. Introduce Simon and explain where Simon enters the plot here.
I asked my good friend Simon Ellis, who probably most a lot of people will probably know of because he made quite a lot of wicked stuff. I just was like, right, I want the visuals to be just as important as the songs, so I needed someone good. So I asked Simon Ellis here.
Were you instantly on board, Simon, as soon as Pete approached you?
Yeah, I saw him do a show in the Orange Tree, actually, and one track in particular caught my ears, and I asked if I could do a video for him, and never really found the time to do it. Both had clashing schedules. Mm. And so, yeah, he had this idea for this album concept, and yeah, straight on it. I mean, we did the Pixies.
Two that day.
Yeah, we did those, but then were we always going to do nine from that dark eye?
No, that wasn't an album. Well, basically, yeah, so when I asked Simon, I just had two tracks that actually finally made the album, Where's My Mind, and another one of Crime Wave, and that we were just kind of experimenting with doing it. And I think it was then, I guess when we put it up, and especially when Pixies did so well, it was like, okay, for me personally, I was like, am I going to be a YouTube material creator and just create a few videos, or is there some way that I can kind of make this something a bit bigger for me and a bit more personal, you know? So I was like, I want to present it as an album. And that was when we started talking about, well, I rang you up and was like, you know, you just done all that work on them ones, I want to do loads more.
The thing is as well is that Peter had already done some videos of himself, just these single takes of the performance, and I think that's what was the most engaging thing, was just watching the whole process from start to finish without any editing, you know, there was no cheating going on. So I was super keen to maintain that throughout all of them, which on the one hand was going to be a bit of a blessing because it meant there wasn't a whole load of editing to do and keeps it really simple. Turned out to actually be really time consuming and a lot more difficult than it would have been had we edited.
Because you're a perfectionist.
The track is Wave from the album Future Loops by the Peat Box. Check out his website, address on the way in a moment, if you fancy owning these for yourself. And a chance for you to have a look at the visuals as well later in the week. Details on that on the way in a sec. Earlier in the week, Pete called in with Simon, who filmed the videos for Future Loops, and asked Simon about some of the technical difficulties associated with filming a beatboxer.
I wanted to cover everything in the process that happens. So obviously I can't be filming Peter's feet on the pedals at the same time as his hands on the pads and his face singing. So it was to work out in advance where I'm supposed to be pointing the camera. So we'd talk about this first. Peter would do me a rough sort of demo video of him performing each one in his bedroom or wherever. Mm. And then I would record these audio prompts throughout the track of when to look at his feet, when to look at his hands, and then have this playing back in my ears throughout the performance.
So you're choreographing as well as filming?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then as the series went on, instead of the camera wandering around looking from pad to feet to face, I added extra cameras and had them filming the extra elements constantly. But the idea was to always have one constant no-cheating take on Peter, which stays throughout the whole series.
But you can actually see the choreography, because I didn't know why you had these prompts, And then as you watch the videos with the other boxes, we know with the loop pedal are there, you can actually see the camera move to sort of like position my head in the right hand side of the screen or something, yeah, just before my loop pedal action comes up, and it's just like, ah, that's what you were doing.
Okay, so is that quite off-putting though, as an artist, to know that, it's, you're being, in the nicest possible way, manipulated like that?
No, it's, well, it's not, I guess it's not like that. It's, that's manipulating the visuals, I guess, yeah. But I'm not really, I'm just like, Simon just let me do my thing. There was nothing I had to think about like that. I just had to think about the millions of things I had to, yeah, do like that. It was a totally uninvasive sort of process, really.
Where have the tracks on Future Loops come from? Some of them I recognise from your live set, some of them I recognise from performances here before, but there's some new ones as well. So is this a stash of material you've been carrying around with you for some time? Or are they new births?
So there's like, the idea is kind of half covers and half original tracks. I did this because, I mean, I'm known for kind of my rehashes of songs that people have heard before, and I wanted to continue that, and I didn't want to just do a whole album of original tracks or a whole album of covers, so I've done it in that way. And my tracks that I've got, there's some that I just needed to put on an album that are quite old, and a couple that I've written especially for the album. But each one I have done, I've kind of rejigged it and added a few different parts and made it more album worthy.
Now, Future Loops, although it's a start to be released, it isn't finished yet, is it? There's still tracks coming.
There's still one track to be released, the final track of the album. Quite excited about bringing it out. But yeah, it's coming out on the 11th of April, and I've been releasing each track stroke video every 2 weeks from, I think, the 23rd of December. So every 2 weeks I'll upload the video on YouTube and releasing them as singles.
Right.
You can download as singles, and then, yeah, this has all been building up to the last track, which comes out on the 11th of April, which marks the official release date of the CD stroke DVD mega album.
And the downloads are available via the peatbox.com. The links are all on there as well. Mm-hmm. Is the physical album obtainable through the website?
Yeah, through the website, yeah.
And then there's a big screening locally as well coming up of yours and Simon's work.
Yeah, we're presenting a night of the album, because like, it's kind of intended to be watched and listened to equally, you know what I mean? Because like, it's got, I think, kind of that way, especially seeing the process, this is a bit more of an immersive experience. And the idea as well is just that you can actually witness the exact takes that end up on the album as they occur. So yeah, we're having a screening at Nottingham Contemporary.
Okay, and that's the 13th of April at, mm-hmm, the Contemporary in Nottingham. It's going to be a good night that. Thank you very much indeed for calling in.
Thank you. Always good
to see you. The Peat Box, Simon, tremendous to see you. And it's thepeatbox.com if people want to find out more, download, listen, watch. So,
yep.
All right, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.